You don't use your own two eyes, its horn will start a-blowing. But like yourself, it cannot see what's happening behind it. So here's a lesson to be learned, and I hope you will mind it. It's silly to play too near a car, for when the motor's humming, it can't look round and say to you, I'm going, or I'm coming.
And that was it. Almost. Frame Dougie Louder, episode approximately 536. Here on China's Jungle Room WFMU. We've raised 65% of today's goal for this show, so I'm happy enough. Nobody claimed any CD. You've got exactly 6 minutes to claim the Lost Jets and the Mighty Sparrow album. That's during the Tom Waits track that I'm going to play next. Coming up, Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother Bishop. Does he have a co-host? I don't know. Well, check it out. Bye, thanks for listening, and see you on Wednesday for a special episode of Yes, We Have No Mountains. And next week, Raccoon Lady Special. Read all about it.
Put a dead cat on a railroad tracks. A wolf pain's blooming by the trestle. Yeah, a ball of a rooster. Stones from a ditch. Wash them down with bilge water. Say you'll never snitch. Take the buttons from a yellow jacket. From a buzzard, blood from a bounty hunter's cold black eye, gets the tears of a widow in a thimble made of glass. And your mama and your papa, they can kiss your ass. Poison all the water in a wishing well. Hang all them scarecrows from a sycamore tree. Burn down all them honeymoons and put them in a pillowcase. Wait next to the switchblades at the amusement park for me. Strangle all the Christmas carols. Scratch out all the prayers. Tie them up with barbed wire and push them down the stairs. I'll wizard you a pistol for keeping nightmares off your blinds. Them sons of bitches always seem to sneak up from behind, siphoning all the gas from your daddy's pickup truck. Fill up Johnny's tea bag and I got a couple bucks. I'll pour out a little perfume. Well, ribbon in your hair. Careful that you don't wake up the hounds. Terrible lightning from the side of the sky. Throw it in a cedar chest if you want to tell you why. Ring the gear shift now. I'm a 49 Mike. Down here beside me, let me hold you in the dice. You're gonna tremble till the throat out of the night. Sink your teeth into my shoulder. Dig your nails into my back. Till that little girl let go of my sleeve. You'll be a woman when I catch
so you. We've oh, got baby, a last minute pledger and claimer. Yeah. Celebrate. Almost end of the show. Tim, the Lost Jets. He's yours. Spending someone else's dough. Thank you for your generosity. And, well, there's still somebody who thinks, I really want that mighty sparrow. Then... Or is there somebody who just happens to have $44 left so we could hit the 100%? We have to be quick now. Pledge, pledge. With your pledge hammer. Bye.
That's it, I'm leaving.
That's in the can, Pete. It's in the can. It's in the can.
It's a wrap.
Shut up, Kim.
And then the girl's father said he wanted to thank the man who had saved his little girl. But the man was gone.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself.
Have a cough button. I was just coughing uncontrollably. I'm here for Stop Hitting Yourself number 292. This is the marathon day one. We happen to be on day one, and Georgia Girls here's here with me. Hello.
Get it out. Yeah. I'm just going to say what the listeners have missed was you having a coughing fit and me belching just before we went on the air.
So what we're going to do is go on the site, go in the chat. There's a little donation thing up there, and we will explain more donation type things, or Georgie Girl will assist me and probably do most of it because I am a little baby, doesn't do anything. this show will be, since it's a pledge drive, it's favorites. My favorites, your favorites, the ones that got the most reaction, and then personal favorites. Next week is Georgia Girl's favorites from the show.
Yay!
And we will both be here. Anyway, here's Dr. D. Thanks for being here.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
To Bombay, a traveling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nellie was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan and was never seen again. Nellie the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus.
Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and trundled back to the jungle. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. The head of the herd was calling far, far away. They met one night in their silver light on the road to Mandalay. So Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. The circus band. When Nelly was leading the big parade, she looked so proud and grand. No more tricks for Nelly to perform. They taught her how to take a bow when she took the crowd by storm. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and trundled back to the jungle. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. The head of the herd was calling far, far away. They met one night in the silver light on the road to Mandalay. So Nelly the elephant packed her trunk and said goodbye to the circus. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump.
You who speak to me across the fence, of common sense. How your tomato plant will win a prize, won't that be nice? And by the way, how's your wife? Your holidays were spent in Spain, you went by train, you're gawking.
Have you seen my bullfight poster on the wall? Do you know the happy memories it recalls? Here's a photograph of me and my son Ted. That's my cousin with his hanky on his head. We booked in at our hotel just after two. Met a family from Bradford that we knew.
Hey. My pink half of the drain pipe separates next door from me. My pink half of the drain pipe, oh mama, belongs to me.
Rodney's best saxophone solo and his promise.
Who's a nurse, and I've had a bit of bother laying turf, and it's like not books that taught me all I've learned. In the oven my rice pudding's getting burned. Have you seen the new attachment on my drill? I must have the cat put down because he's ill.
Hi, neighbor!
Bye.
You're a crinkly munch. I'm a sherry trifle. You're a chocolate sponge. Martha wears a paper hat. Mine plays balloons.
Whoop, bunch.
Here comes a spoon.
My pink half of the drain pipe separates me from the incredibly fascinating story of your life and everyday-to-day event in all its minute and tedious.
fastidious attention to detail, and was it a Thursday or a Wednesday or no, it wasn't there, nothing, well, who cares anyway, because I do not, so Norman, if you're normal, I intend to be a freak for the rest of my life, and I shall baffle you with cabbages and rhinoceroses in the kitchen, incessant quotations from Now We Are Six, through the mouthpiece of Lord Snooty's giant poisoned electric head.
So
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
I'm not a bat or a rat or a cat. I'm not a gnu or a kangaroo. I'm not a goose or a moose on the loose.
I am a mole and I live in a hole.
I'm not a cow or a chow or a sow.
there's a hippie in a blunder. I ran him on the hillside, I ran him on the level. Caught him by the coattail, I thought he was a devil. Had his shirt on over his coat. Had his pants buckled around his throat. This hippie took a dose of LSD. Went hopping and skipping to the penitentiary. His heels were in the courthouse, his toes up on the street. He had no shoes on his old rusty feet. A hippie that couldn't count to seven. Threw him in the feather bed, he thought he went to heaven. He just laid there, painting like a lizard. Made me have goose pimples on my gizzard. He had whiskers all over his chin. Made him look like a hog in a fattening pen. With that long hair on his head and face, makes him look like a hairy ape. Took Benny the LSD too. Smoked marijuana and he sniffed a little glue. He went floating on a cloud, and when he came down, he was walking on the buildings all over downtown. Once the hippie was a feeling fine. Got him a girlfriend he called Caroline. Then he turned on all of his charm like a dying calf in a thunderstorm. He said, honey, can I be your groom? Her eyes lit up like the harvest moon. He had her shaking in her shoes. Touch me again and I'll blow a fuse. This year hippie was a one-man band. He played Yankee Doodle on an oldish band. Played all night and he played all day. Got up next morning just to bang it away. Listen to me now, as you can see, hippie is a hippie and you will agree. Over the ocean, the blue goose flew. If I was a hippie, I'd fly that too. Shave and a haircut, two bits, hippie in a rat hole, tight fit.
I have heard that there are women 20 feet tall living on the moon. Spaceship and land on the moon someday. This is what I'll say.
What'll you say? What'll you say?
Hey, big girl, take me to your ladder. What? I'll see your leader later. What? 'Cause nothing on the moon could be greater than a woman who's 20 feet tall with beautiful arms as big as trees. Top of my head is below your knees. So take me to your ladder. I'll see your leader later. I have heard that there are men who are 3 feet tall living on the moon. Take my spaceship and land on the moon someday. Oh, this is what I'll say.
What'll you say? What'll you say?
Hey, shorty, you take me to your ladder. I'll see your leader later. 'Cause nothing on the moon could be greater than a woman who's 20 feet tall with beautiful lips like a red, red rose. Kissing your shins when I'm on my toes. So take me to your ladder. I'll see your leader later. Take me to your ladder.
We're the ones.
Whoa, take me to your ladder.
Purple
hair. Hey, hey, take me to your ladder.
Here he comes up the ladder now.
Sulla luna le donne sono alte così e forse di più.
Oh no, uno di più, noi siamo alti 3 metri.
Allora io prenderò la mia astronave e quando arrivato sarò, questo dirò.
Che dirai, che dirai?
Ehi, hey, baby, lasciami salire con la scaletta fino a te. Puoi baciare te tanto tanto per provare l'effetto che fa. Baciare una bocca grande così, sognare due occhi grandi così. Lasciami salire, fammi provare presto. Invece gli omini sono alti appena 3 piedi e niente di più.
Oh no, niente di più, noi siamo alti 3 piedi.
Ah ah, meglio così, una strage farò se sulla luna andrò e questo dirò.
Che dirai, che dirai?
Ehi, hey, baby, lasciami salire con la scaletta fino a te e poi baciare te tanto tanto per provare l'effetto che fa. Baciare una bocca grande così, sognare due occhi grandi così. Lasciami salire, fammi provare presto. Lasciami salire, ma lasciami salire.
Our marriage used to be like the sweetest harmony. Why, everything was peachy at the start. like a rocket to the moon. It was over much too soon. When she hit me on the head, she broke my heart. Flying saucers, flying from the hands of my wife. Flying saucers, cups and saucers are breaking up my happy wedded life. Last night I sure was blissed when she threw a plate and missed. I cried, this is goodbye to our romance. But she pleaded as she said, though the plate just missed your head, I'm your wife and I deserve another chance. Ow! Ooh! Oh no! Ow! Flying saucers, flying saucers, flying from the hands of my wife. Flying saucers, cups and saucers are breaking up my happy wedded life. So to science I declare, for those saucers in the air, you don't have to look to Jupiter or Mars. You can solve this mystery, find a woman who is free, marry her and you will soon be seeing stars. Ow! Oh no! Ow! Oh-ho! Flying saucers, flying saucers, flying from the hands of my wife. Flying saucers, cups and saucers are breaking up my happy wedded life. You missed me!
Un homme mécanique, construit comme un automobile. Mon numéro de série est 3, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1 et 2, 2, 3. Dessiné par Walt Disney. Et quand vous pressez sur mon nez, je peux aussi bien me lever et chanter. Et me mettre aussi à danser. On m'a fait en fer forgé, en céramique puis en acier. J'ai dans le cœur un disque jockey qui jura mon disque sans hésiter. J'ai 5 pieds 2, les yeux bleus, le plus fort, le plus heureux. Je voudrais bien savoir si une femme robot voudrait quelques-uns de mes morceaux. Je peux danser comme Joël Denis, je peux chanter comme de Montigny. Ce que fait la Londe, je le fais aussi. Je peux prendre l'accent de Massarelli. Je suis un homme mécanique, construit comme un automobile. Mon numéro de série est 3, 3, 4, 5, 6, sonné 2, 2, 3. Dessiné par Walt Disney. Et quand vous pressez sur mon nez, je peux aussi bien me lever et chanter. Et me mettre aussi à danser. J'ai 5 pieds 2, les yeux bleus, le plus fort, le plus heureux. Je voudrais bien savoir si une femme robot voudrait quelques-uns de mes morceaux. Dessiné par Walt Disney. Et j'espère que cette année, même en robot déguisé, les disques jockey vont me faire tourner.
vont me faire tourner.
Oh my God. L'Homme Mécanique by Jacques Desrosiers, cover of Mechanical Man, the famous WFMU hit. Anyway, I love covers here, weird covers. Before that, Georgie, can you hear me?
Yep,
I can hear you. There we go. Before that, Flying Saucers by Mel Blanc. A lot of Flying Saucer UFO music on this show. La Scaletta, Take Me to Your Leader. Pino Donaggio, which is a cover of Take Me to Your Ladder, I'll See Your Leader Later. Why did somebody do an Italian version of that? We Live in a Wonderful World. Hippie in a Blunder by Johnny Bucket. Not Hippie in a Bucket. Mole in a Hole. Two Things in Other Things. My Pink Half of the Drain Pipe from the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, a wonderful live version of it from Top Gear from 19... I can't read it because it's hidden. Probably 66. Nelly the... Huh?
What'd you say? 68.
Yeah, thank you.
68.
Nelly the Elephant by Mandy Miller. And as I told Georgie Girl, I finally knew all the lyrics because Olga from the Toy Dolls was singing it so fast, I couldn't understand the lyrics.
you need that good pronunciation.
So right now we are taking a break here to tell you to help out WFMU once a year, giant marathon. And there are not really prizes, there are premiums, such as the T-shirt, which Fab was trying to explain, but maybe you can explain the Daryl Bullock Memorial Sheena's T-shirt.
So every week on Daryl's show, the World's Worst Records radio show, he would play something called the Death Disc of the Week. Those ones from the 50s and 60s where you have a motorcyclist and the woman's like, oh, my boyfriend's dead. And because I am officially DJ Death, the first time he did it, I thought he said Dentist of the Week, which he thought was hilarious. And that became a thing. And then the lovely Paper Cosmonaut on the chat gave us the Dutch translation, which is Tonderts. And that is why the T-shirt says Dentist Tonderts all on it, because that was the big catchphrase. So yes, we have a T-shirt, which is either a one-off pledge of $75, or you can choose it if you sign up for... Excuse me. You can choose it if you sign up for the Swag for Life, which I think is a minimum payment of $15 a month. And you choose it in the little drop-down menu, and you get your very own Daryl W. Bullock Memorial T-shirt. Our very, very dear friend, Daryl. So, yeah, that is that. Just to clarify for everybody.
Yeah, and just go up to the top of the page where the support pledge now thing is, and you can pledge to this show, you can pledge to any show. It looks like somebody might have pledged.
Ah, oh, excitement.
It was H. Thank you, H.
Thank you, H. Thank you. And thank you to everybody who has been pledging so far. The marathon officially started today, but people have been pledging for the last week or so.
Yep.
You're all incredible and amazing. We really, really, really need your support. Go a little serious for a moment. You may have noticed that a lot of independent and freeform radio stations throughout America are gradually being bought up. And we are kind of one of the last bastions of fully independent radio. And the longer we can stay on the air, the more we can keep broadcasting to you and keep it freeform, keep it independent. So yeah, please dig down the back of your sofa, find your pennies and throw it at WFMU because we need your help. We really, really do. And thank you to everybody who just turns up to the shows, says lovely things, pledges every year. You are amazing. There we go. Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, my nose is running.
I'm tearing up.
I got all emotional.
Let us continue with a favorite from the show, the Billy Joel. Everybody knows how much I can't stand Billy Joel. So this for some reason was a huge hit. So enjoy, and we'll see you in a bit.
My sentence, but commit no crime, and made mistakes. I made a few. I am my shells and kicking my face, but I have champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions, we are the champions, and I'll die for losers, as we are the champions. I take my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune, everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no better roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge just before the end of my race, and I'm gonna lose. We are champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions.
All the things that are unfair and all the things that they won't share, you know they're wrong. Conspiracy's a special word, it's many things you never heard. I find it highly unlikely to believe the single gun theory. Oh, I didn't play 2063. Gonna see a speech by John F. Kennedy. Motorcade came rolling by and bullets and gun smoke started to fly. I took a plane to Dallas in 63. Well, all the people that were there, like the mayor or Governor Connolly, and all the things that are unfair, a lack of Secret Service agents, and all the things that they won't share, incompatible autopsy reports, you know they're wrong. You know they're wrong. Oh, they put a slug into the president's neck. Blew out of his back. Struck Connolly and broke his wrist. Remained embedded in his hips. They put a slug into the president's neck. Well, everything that we don't know, how could Oswald use two different guns? And everything that they won't show, like the whole of Zapruder's film. And everything that just won't flow, the CIA men on the grassy knoll, you know they're wrong. Conspiracy's a special word, it's many things you never heard. I find it highly unlikely to believe the single gun theory. A commission was appointed to look around and report to the people everything they found. Some depositions were destroyed, a larger scandal to avoid. A commission was appointed to look around for all the witnesses that died, 13 of them before 66, and everything they try to hide. An Oswald double in Mexico, and all the facts we are denied. Where did the magic bullet come from? You know it's wrong. Conspiracy's a special word, it's many things you never heard. I find it highly unlikely to believe the single gun theory.
Darn, that's the end.
Way up on the mountainside, look what I found. Great big man tracks sinking in the ground. It's a legendary Sasquatch, are all harping on. But old Bigfoot, he's been there and gone. He's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, going 90 miles an hour, taking 40 foot a jump. Ain't ever been caught or ever run up a tree. Some folks say he sings a lot like me. He's been seen by almost everybody, almost everywhere. He'd mostly been seen when he wasn't even there. They say he's a monster with a mind of a child. I think he's just a logger that plumb went wild. Well, he's big around the middle and he's broad across the rump, going 90 miles an hour, taking 40-foot a jump. Ain't ever been caught or ever run up a tree. Some folks say he sings a lot like me. The They've chased old Bigfoot as far as he can go. When they'll catch and civilize him, well, nobody knows. He shouldn't have to suffer over modern man's whim. You wouldn't want your sister to go to school with him. Well, he dig around the middle and he's brought across the rump, going 90 miles an hour, taking 40-foot a jump. Ain't ever been caught or ever run up a tree. Some folks say he sings a lot like me. Some folks say he looks a lot like me.
And the honking of my horn, I'm calling out my bloodhound, chase the devil out the corn. Last night I cracked the Mississippi, and now it's dry as a bone. I was born in a taxi cab, I ain't never going home. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. My eyes have seen the glory of the draining of the ditch. I'm coming to Baton Rouge to find myself a witch. I'm gonna switch me a couple of them. Every time it rains, You gotta see a locomotive, probably think it's a train. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, bubba, one-eyed jack. It's just a twinkle in my eye. I got a ring around my finger called the 4th of July. When I get lonesome, a tear falls from my cheek. There's gonna be an ocean in the middle of the week. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Me, mother, hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. I come in on the night train with an arm full of boxcars. On the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear off a rainbow and wear it for a tie. I never told the truth, so how in the hell could I tell a lie? Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on the crack. I'm a mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack.
Well, I'm moving from the bright lights of the city to a place where the sun don't shine and it never will. A town where no one knows the population. I'm moving to a place called Lonelyville. The street lights there are black as the bottom of a coal mine. And the faces you see there will make you chill.
Lonelyville.
The dark and lonely sidewalks of that city are waiting now for me in Lonelyville.
Lonelyville.
This town's changed a lot since my love left here. Her love left my world so cold and still. So I'm moving to a place where no one knows me. A dark and lonely place called Lonelyville.
And the street lights there are black as the bottom of a coal mine.
And the faces you see there will make you chill. The dark and lonely sidewalks of that city, they're waiting now for me in Lonelyville. They're waiting now for me in Lonelyville.
Where are you?
here, Fluffy. This had to be left for the last. It has to be the finale. Of course it does, at least for my favorites. And yours, I present, My Name is Potato.
Hey. Hey, tu.
Who, me?
Si.
We present, sorry.
What do you want to know?
Tu sei la patata.
No, I'm not a patata. I'm a potato.
Oh, giri no mata.
No matter, that sounds good.
L'accento un po' straniero.
Yeah, that's true.
Dell'americano impero.
Sure, I'm an American potato.
Tu.
That's me.
Tu sei un animale, non mangi.
No, non un animale.
Né erba né uova, ti nutri soltanto di terra sola. Tu, oh, tu sei la patata. Se ti parlo la tua voce mi rispondi stranamente con accento straniero.
I don't know why that happened, sorry.
Because I'm from America, I'm a American potato. Tu sei un animale, non mangi la carne, né erba né uova, ti nutri soltanto di terra sola. Se ti parlo la tua voce mi risponde stranamente con accento straniero.
Here we go again.
The song that made Stop Hitting Yourself famous, I think. Anyway, it's my favorite song I've found while doing this show and made all this stuff that we get to do and all these wonderful things that we get to hear on WFMU made it worth it for me. Let me do a quick back announce. Obviously, My Name is Potato by Rita Pavone, which I found in Rome in a record store with a... The owner of the record store said, "Oh, we hate Rita Pavone," which made me so happy because he wanted to be cool. Gloria Balsam, Fluffy, the classic. That's off a single that I actually found, too. Porter Wagoner with Lonelyville, one of my favorite songs ever. Whistling Past the Graveyard, which is a Tom Waits song, obviously. But I think Screamin' Jay Hawkins does it better. I Hear Voices, one of my favorite songs ever, not just Screamin' Jay. Buzz Martin with a song about Bigfoot. I think I played that on my Cryptids show. Conspiracy Rock by Shannon Hart. We Are the Champions by the wonderful Joe Sandolo. And starting everything off was the wonderful Mark Evans with his re-edit of Moving Out, with, which is called Ack, Moving Out with Lots More Acks. Another thing that made me so happy when I found it and was able to play it for you. Meanwhile, we must make one more appeal before we see you next week and make some more appeals. Go to the top of the page and hit the pledge now, and you can pledge to any show, and you can pick, depending on what you pledge, you can pick any premium or DJ premium or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Georgie can probably say this a lot better than me because she's British and she has the gift of speech, and I do not.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, why say in British. Can you play us out? We got 4 minutes, I think, almost.
Simply go to the top of the page, the playlist page, and hit that pledge banner. Pledge now. Shut up. Pledge now to stop hitting yourself with Greg, Bass Brother Bishop. There you go.
Ah, perfect.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Also, I'm sorry. Can I just interrupt here? I want to talk to Mr. Fab. Mr. Fab, sir. Greg just got himself a beer and he didn't get me one, sir.
Rude. I never drink during shows, and I think, okay, today I'm going to go do it. And I went and got a sour ale because I like sour ales.
You can get me one.
I will get you a sour ale right after the show.
Thank you.
If you like sour ales, I don't know if you do.
I don't think I've ever.
Oh, they're wonderful. So we will be back next week, and we will be doing favorite shows that Georgie, DJ Georgie Girl, has heard on this show, which I can't wait to hear because I don't know what your favorite. Well, I kind of do, but I'm prepared to be excited and surprised.
I'm going to have so much fun.
Oh, Dave the Splatter said I thought Georgie Girl drinks Malbec.
I do, my darling, but one likes to be a little bit adventurous at times, don't you think?
Obviously, yes. Otherwise, why? You don't know this, but a lot of Sheena talk amongst DJs and even in the chat rooms is about food. It's always about food and drink, which is wonderful.
We're famous for it. At Sheena's Jungle Room, it takes us about 10 minutes before we all start talking about food. That seems to be a Sheena thing, and I don't know why. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, it's our kind of thing. It's the bonzo dog spirit.
Yes. Dry hopped sour ale. Fab says, would you like to share it with the rest of the class? Yes, I would. It's called Brooklyn Brand Bel Air Sour. It's wonderful. Uh-oh, we ran out of music.
You tell him, Fab.
Yes. In fact, I'll play the music again so that we can play out while we're talking. We have now got.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for all your kind words about the show, and I'm so glad that you all had such a good time today.
Me too. I'm so glad, and also there's new listeners and new people in the chat on this show and the last few shows, and it's so cool to see more people saying, "Oh yeah, Red Door is new." David the Splatter is new. Gorilla Fella is new. I think there's a couple others. But thank you so much for... And then, of course, our old friends like H and Herbie and Feldy.
And Scott,
that's right. So thank you for being here every week and supporting us and this station. Please donate generously, and we will see you next week. Since we have 5 seconds. Yay. Thank you so much, Georgie Girl, for helping out and holding my hand.
It's always fun talking to you.
All right. Good night. Goodbye.
Bye.
It took a survey map to venture in her lap and barber's shears to prove that you were there.
This is a modern world. This is the modern world. What kind of fool do you think I am? You think I know nothing of the modern world? All my life has been the same. I've learned to live by hate and pain. It's my inspiration drive.
Since you gave me the pills, then you gave me